Now let's talk a bit about markets, and especially real estate markets. Stocks, bonds, and other securities operate in what we call atomistic or pure competition markets. In that market structure, there is a homogeneous product, and no participant is large enough to control the price. In other words, everyone is a price taker. The opposite of that is a monopoly, a market structure where one firm sells an exclusive product in a market where entry is blocked, and thus the firm has considerable control over the price. Public utilities and cable companies are examples of monopolies. Also, monopolies may be geographic. For example, a small town may have only one bank or grocery store. Real estate markets are unique and somewhere in the middle. Essentially, real estate is a heterogeneous product, differentiated by location and property type. However, for many properties, such as single-family homes, there is a high degree of substitution. Regardless, information is imperfect, and the motivation of the seller is often unknown.